Consultants from Moffitt and Nickel were hired last year to help move forward stalled port planning. In 2015, voters rejected a tied lands lease between the borough and White Pass and Yukon Route Railroad. Right now, the municipality doesn't have access to some areas of the port they were planning to renovate. At Moffitt and Nickel's second public meeting, the discussion centered around challenges, opportunities, and ongoing conversations with stakeholders.
I like to talk about memory and prophecy.
That's Scott Legur with Moffitt and Nickel. He's the lead waterfront planner for the Skagway project.
How do you sort of keep a foot in the past and celebrate that, but also sort of look forward and adjust to market conditions, look forward to sort of, you know, what the next generation wants this community to be?
The cruise ship industry is growing fast, said Legur. Does Skagway want to make room for it?
So there's a lot of pressure on new destinations, new cruising regions, but also within the bedrock of the industry, places like Alaska, there's pressure to be able to take these newer, more exciting vessels and to welcome them.
Sean McFarlane is the project manager and team leader. He said Skagway could see a decrease in business if it doesn't grow alongside other destinations in the region which are preparing for bigger ships.
You're kind of in lockstep with these other communities, and if Ketchikan elects to move forward and grow to accommodate, Juneau elects to move forward and accommodate, and Skagway does not, well, as Scott pointed out, where do those ships come?
With that growth comes obstacles. Jamie Bricker with White Pass talked about the challenges of congestion at the waterfront.
Mainly I'm concerned with the people that aren't trying to walk into town or being picked up for a tour or by city transit. And there's not enough room at the head of most of the docks for parking while they're waiting to hook up with their party or their tour. There's not enough turnaround space.
Other challenges raised include travel to and from town and how visitors can easily get confused. The consultants also discussed legacy contamination at the ore dock and the ferry dock's location in the middle of the port. McFarlane brought up another stakeholder, the mining industry. But he said where that will go in the future is not as easy to predict as the cruise industry. With these factors in mind, McFarlane and Legur presented 9 draft alternatives for port renovations. They range from doing nothing, to redeveloping or replacing much of the port infrastructure, to developing new floats along the present rail dock or extending it. They also proposed options that involve a new Alaska Marine Highway float and redeveloping the city dock. One question that wasn't a big topic of conversation at this meeting is access. That's what stopped the municipality from making improvements as planned. There's currently no arrangement with White Pass to work in the areas that the railroad leases. Moffitt and Nickel is talking to White Pass and other stakeholders at the waterfront as part of their process to come up with a plan for the port. There are a few key things they're keeping in mind as they move forward. Cleaning up ore basin contamination, separating tourism and industrial activities, and fostering year-round economic growth. The designers will narrow down the alternatives and be back in town for another public meeting at the end of April. They plan to wrap up the first phase of planning at the end of June. Reporting in Skagway, I'm Abby Collins.